You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there are some people who maybe whose first job was at an athletic, you know, stadium or something. Mm-hmm. One of Dominic's first, it wasn't his first job, but one of his first ones was working for the Rockies. So that's what we're talking about here at 8 o'clock. We're talking about what was your first job, and especially if it has like a funny memory associated with it.
Yeah, and I'd like to know what you made too, because it's always funny to look back and be like, you made how much?
Well, Robin says she's listening in Coal Creek Canyon, says, my first job was on the back of an ice cream truck. She says, I got 15% of whatever we made that day. My dad had a friend that owned one. I would often get all the people who had crushes on me to come buy ice cream. But listen to this. 4th of July that year, she made $500.
That's big money for a kid.
Are you kidding?
That's huge.
Big money for anyone. One day?
That's big.
Dang, that's great. Robin, that's really good. Here's our phone number. You can call. You can text. You know we love calls. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649.
I love this one from Aaron. I mean, talk about a blast from the past if you've lived in Colorado for a long time. Aaron says that she worked at Round the Corner Restaurant. Do you remember that?
Did
you
ever go to those? I do remember those.
It's where you sat at the table and they had a phone there, a corded old-timey phone. You picked up the phone and you made your order to the kitchen. And then they like called your number or something and you went up and picked it up.
Oh, that's funny. What a memory.
Yeah, man, we used to go there all the time. They had one in Southwest Plaza. Anyway, that was her first job at age 15, $4.50 an hour. Worked there for almost 5 years. I went back and looked because I believe my job was like in 1995, 96, right around there in high school. $4.75 an hour is what I was making at the engraving shop, which, you know, at the time we thought, yeah, that's pretty decent, actually.
I think back
that
to
was
the first
kind of a
pay that I got is ridiculous.
Oh, my
I
dad made, always has these stories.
Yeah, I made $2.35 an hour. I did.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy to think about.
Here's T from North Glen says, first job at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Occasionally dressing up as Chuck E.
Getting that stinky costume on.
Was paid $7 an hour.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. We've got a ton of calls. You want to get to some of these?
I do want to take, let's take a couple before we go to break.
Yeah.
And then we'll take more on the other side of the break. Here's Glenn. Glenn, good morning.
Hey guys, how are you doing?
We are doing good, Glenn.
We are doing really well. What was that first job?
Right on. The job was a stick. And while Dom was killing it at $2.35 an hour, I was at like $4.50 an hour. I got paid to pick sticks and
Your phone is so bad.
Something
Glenn.
About testing sticks.
Your phone keeps breaking up on us, buddy.
Really
Those
bad.
Of you who are on speakerphone, get off your speakerphone for one thing. Get
yeah,
on
no
your regular
Bluetooth.
Phone.
It's hard to hear you. It cuts
no
out.
Bluetooth, no speakers, because we can't hear. Let's try to get Glenn in a better spot. David, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
What was that first job?
You know, it was Josh's guest this morning of a lifeguard at Waterworld.
Hey, right on. That had to have been a really good gig.
Wow.
You know, it was not the best gig, but it was the most fun job I ever had.
I would think it'd be
fun.
I
recommend it for any teenager to go there.
You're tan. You can flirt with whoever while you're there.
The pay is much better now, though. I mean, I was at $6.25, and that was to instruct and teach how to do.
Did you get to, like, stay after everybody left and play in the water and stuff or any other perks?
Of course. I helped build the wave there. So I got to ride the wave with Tony Hawk.
Hey, smell you.
That was a highlight.
That's
yeah,
pretty
that
cool.
That was back in 98, I think, is when that was.
That's really cool, man.
David, thank you for being on the show.
No,
we appreciate your time,
you,
my friend. Here comes Rob. Rob, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your first job?
Back in high school, we had a job lottery. We were at a military base in Germany, and the high school kids put their names in for a lottery. And lucky me, I got to work on a truck that pumped out septic tanks.
All right, Rob. You got the stinky job.
I remember my first day on the job, they gave me these work gloves, And my supervisors were German, so their English wasn't very good. But the pipe got clogged.
Oh, no.
And the supervisor was trying to unplug the pipe. And when he got it unplugged, it sucked the glove right off his hand.
So you had no glove the rest of the day, huh?
Of course, he looked to me and said, give me your glove in German. So I worked that first day with one glove.
Oh, man.
You're like the Michael Jackson of septic tank cleaners.
Your hand probably still smells. Thanks, Rob.
Don't shake hands with Rob.
Thanks, buddy. That was a good one.
Buddy, thank you very much. We're going to try to get to as many as we can. Let's take one more before the break. Everybody else who's on hold, don't hang up. We're going to take you on the other side. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. This is Linda.
You bet it is.
Hi, Linda. What was your first job?
Hi, guys. I was a saloon dancer. I was a can-can dancer at a Melodrome in Buckskin Joe.
You were a can-can dancer?
I was a can-can dancer at 17 years old, yes. I wasn't really applying for the job. This was in the late 60s. About 1995, maybe about 66.
My goodness. Yeah. Can you still make those? Have you still got those moves, Linda?
No, I do not. I can barely get my leg up now.
Thank you, Linda.
You're the best. Lines are jam-packed, so we're going to try to get through every single call as quickly as we can. I want to read a couple of quick texts. Jonathan, our buddy Jonathan, says his first job was in a comic book store. Because he bought so many comic books, they just decided to hire him.
I love that.
So he got paid partially $8 an hour and partially in comic books.
Oh, that's probably a better deal.
Love that.
That's fun.
Oh, so good. Let's go to the phones. Take some of these calls. Okay. People have been holding a long time. Hey, Amanda, good morning to you.
Hi.
Hey.
Tell us about that first job.
I was a monkey at Casa Bonita.
No way.
It might be hard to top that.
That's pretty awesome. Like the gorilla? That's the gorilla that they have there, right?
Well, not the gorilla, not the one that was in the shows. Uh-huh. It was their mascot. So it only went around sometimes, but yeah.
You had to work your way up to gorilla.
Yeah, and I tell people that I used to work on Colfax.
Hey, which is true. You're funny.
Amanda, thanks for being on the show. We appreciate you, okay?
See you later.
Thank you so much. Some people who are new to Denver may not know the Colfax reference.
Look it up.
Ask a friend. Mike, good morning.
Morning.
Hey.
First job?
I was the Easter Bunny at the mall.
Oh, another stinky costume.
Let me ask you, do you remember it scaring the hell out of some children?
Oh, yeah. I've had to wear shin guards and everything.
Yeah, and a cup, probably.
Mike, thank you for the call. Everybody I know who's ever worked as the Easter Bunny says that it terrifies children because it's this gigantic
It's a giant
rabbit.
Bunny that you got to sit on its lap, yes.
It's funny. Megan, good morning.
Good morning.
What was your first job?
My dad's first job was taking care of grizzly bears at a grizzly bear show in the 60s.
Oh, my gosh. Does he still have, like, bite marks?
For walks. Never bitten, but he said the cubs were very popular when he took them on walks around the park.
Well, they're so cute.
Yeah, how can they not be?
That's wonderful.
Megan, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate your call. Here comes Kenny. Kenny, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you today?
We're good, Kenny.
First job?
My first real job was working at the skating rink at Funplex back in the day.
Dude, I spent so many hours at that skating rink. Wow. So many.
Mm-hmm. I got paid squat, but I spent my nights skating around making sure kids weren't being stupid.
I miss Funplex. They leveled that place.
Kids are bored to be stupid. I used to take my son to Funplex all the time.
Yeah.
And here's one of my favorite memories of Funplex. When I first moved to Denver in the 80s, to work at a radio station. My boss, the program director of a radio station, in the middle of the day would come to me and he'd say, we need to go have an in-depth meeting to plan, you know, like what we're going to do over the next few months with the station. And he would take me to Funplex.
Yeah.
And we would play miniature golf inside Funplex. Remember the little putt-putt thing
They had
inside?
Buildings in Denver that were really big and stuff that you could. Yeah.
And that's where we would do our planning meetings while we were playing putt-putt.
Then you do laser tag and.
Oh, how much good did memories. You get paid, Kenny? Do you remember?
I didn't get paid squat. It was minimum wage, whatever it was back then.
Probably not much.
Yeah, probably not much. But look, hey,
but I got the memories free whenever I wanted.
Well, that's a huge perk, man. Huge
hey,
perk.
Listen, thank you for being on the show, buddy. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for hanging out with your boys. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
First job.
Technically, my first job was unpaid, and it was a fundraiser for high school. And I worked event staff for, like, the Broncos game and the CU games.
Well, and that's fun.
That's pretty good.
No pay, though.
15 years old and wrestling college kids that have been drinking at football games.
What?
You know what? If I'm 15 and I get free tickets to go to Broncos and CU games and
sweet
stuff,
gig, right?
I'm not going
to every game.
Mike, thank you for the call, buddy. We appreciate you being on the show. Emily, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Emily!
What was your first job?
I was a mug washer at A&W Drive-In.
Right on. Hey. Yum.
A mug washer.
Are those even around anymore? The A&Ws? I think they've got one up in Frisco.
They don't have drive-ins anymore.
They don't?
No.
Oh,
and two of my sisters were car hops at the time. Skating car hops.
Car hops, man. Like out of the
That's
movie.
A dangerous gig. You can fall right on your butt.
You know, I do miss those frosty mugs, though, I got to say.
Hey, that was my job. We had the washer was actually like what they have in the bars, you know, where you just put the glasses on top of it and it switches it around.
Yeah.
And then the how you got the frosty mugs was after you wash them and rinse them, you throw them in this big vat that had like chilled water running through it.
Oh, me darn.
Huh.
And I made a whopping $2.17 an hour. And even though babysitting paid more, I hated babysitting. So I prefer.
And you loved root beer.
Yes.
Well, you know what? It's like, hey, Emily, thank you for the
Thanks,
call.
Jim.
We love you. You know, that's just like the happening place to be, the drive-in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Come
on. Friday night, all the kids are hanging out.
We're going to try to squeeze two more in quickly, Shelly and Hannah, before we go to break. Shelly, good morning.
Good morning.
First job?
I worked at Elitch Gardens, and I worked in the recording studio.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was probably one of my favorites.
I didn't know they had a recording studio.
Yeah, they did for a few years. That was way back in the day, a whopping $3.10 an hour.
So you were at the old Elitch's with the gum tree.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, back in the
Over
day.
Over there in Highlands.
Way back in the day. Wow,
What
Shelly.
Were people recording? When people came into the recording studio, what did they record?
It was basically like karaoke, and we were recording them sing.
Huh.
Oh, me darn.
Didn't know.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm glad you called. Thank you for being
you
on
later.
The show. We'll get one more in before we wrap it up. Hannah, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
What was that first job, and how much did you get paid?
So my dad installed interlock devices for DUI and alcoholics, so they had a breathalyzer in the car so they couldn't start their car without breathing into it.
Yeah.
And my sister and I were 13 years old, and we had to calibrate those machines, so we were breathing into breathalyzers in front of DUIs and alcoholics.
In front of the alcoholics.
Yeah.
So you're saying you would blow into it so that it would register like a zero.
Like a baseline, yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, a 13-year-old, probably baseline zero.
Yeah, it'd be awkward if it wasn't, and you were standing there with
you
your dad.
You had to explain that to your dad all of a sudden.
I don't know what's wrong with this
He's like, move over there with the alcoholics, Hannah. I'm glad you called. Thank you for listening, okay?
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, see you later.
You know, I've got family coming in that's to stay with me this week. And on one of our Sibs trips, I have to bring this up when she gets here. One of my sister's in-law, we were on one of our Sib trips somewhere, and there was a thing at the bar where you could blow into the little breathalyzer thing.
Yeah.
And I knew she had had just a couple of drinks, I thought, and stuff like that. But we all thought it would be funny, so we all went and blew into this thing. And then when Gwen got onto it, holy so, crap.
Ding, 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 ding. She won a prize.
Yeah, it's almost like at a carnival or whatever where the lights go off and everything. And I was like, my
Whoa.
God, woman.
How much have you had? You are not driving.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, thanks for all your calls. We got a ton of text messages, too.
So many, you guys. Thank you.
LJ says, first job is at Schlotsky's, and I was just like, oh, now I'm jealous.
Yeah, that's good.